Hello, and welcome to a very short episode of Life is Worth Pondering. Today I did not take, it's been taking me most of my day on Sunday to bring you my programs that I brought you the last few weeks, and I needed to do other work today. But today's gospel and the first reading are so very important to comment on that I did not want to let this Sunday pass without a few words to you. The first reading was the reading of Sodom and Gomorrah, the reading where Abraham bargains with God and gets him down to 10 people, 10 righteous people, 10 holy people could have saved the two cities of Sodom and Gomorrah if God could have found those 10 holy people. But sadly, apparently, there were not even 10 holy people in the city of Sodom. And so God did destroy it. Now, once I was hearing a priest talk about that, he wondered why Abraham didn't keep going. And actually, because of some insights I've had about God's justice, really, 10 was as low as God could go and still be just in the face of such sin as Sodom had. But the fact that 10 holy people could have saved the cities is quite striking. And when I encourage people to pray the rosary every day, I tell the story of the first year that I was giving away rosaries, 2017. I was driving back from the shrine listening to a Christian program. And that day on the Christian program was an expert on the book of Revelation. And he had written a book called Will America Survive? And he said that he did not see anything that symbolized the United States in the book of Revelation. So he said, no, we aren't going to survive to the end of time. Now I turned off the radio and I said, no, we need to keep going. And then when I got home, remembering the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, I did a proportion. I looked up how many people were in Sodom and Gomorrah, and then looked at 10 people that could have saved the cities. And then I looked at the population of our country and did a proportion. And that year, the first year, I thought about 3 million, but the second year I upped it in 2018. My goal was 5 million. 5 million people to pray the rosary every day. That percentage of our country, and along with, of course, praying the rosary, is living according to the life of Christ, according to the Gospels, and loving our Lord and in a very real way that translates into action, into life, into the life of the sacraments, into everything that is part of our tradition. But if we can get 5 million people, or hopefully more, to pray the rosary every day, our country truly could be saved. And really, the more people praying and begging God and offering to him that reparation, because that is what Our Lady spoke of in at Fatima. She wanted these prayers as an offering to God in reparation for all the offenses that are being committed against his holiness, against his majesty, against him. All the ingratitude. And so I want to encourage you again to do your part. There's another story in the Old Testament about a battle that the Israelites were fighting. And as long as Moses kept his hands raised in the air in prayer, that's how the Jewish people prayed, with their arms uplifted, hands uplifted to God in prayer. As long as he kept his hands up in prayer, they won the battle. But whenever he got tired and he put his arms down, they were losing the battle. And that's why the daily rosary is so important, not just once in a while, but each day we lift up our hands and beg God that we might be victorious over evil, and that more and more people in our country will turn towards good, and that the great distress that we are undergoing now, which is really not because of one side or another, there is one side that really does encourage more immorality, more abortion, more gay marriage. And then there's also a side that accuses, and that's why we must pray, because each side accuses the other of great evils, but one is more based on truth than the other. But each side at the same time is guilty in a sense. Even those who love our country, those who are striving to keep things in order, at the same time, people do not strive for holiness. And therefore, God can't help us sometimes. I'm going to end with a reading again from Fulton Sheen. It's a very old book I have. And he gave this address on January 31st, 1937. His topic was responsibility, and I'm going to just read the first paragraph of his talk, which shows that we can't just care about our own self, but that everything we do in our faith, in our life, has an effect in society, and we need to keep praying, and we need to recognize the importance of all we do, not only for ourselves and our family, but how it has an effect on all of society. And we embrace that. We say in the Our Father, Thy kingdom come. That isn't just in your own life. That isn't just in your own home. That is in all of society and in our country and in the world. And so let us pray each day. Let us pray the rosary, such a simple prayer. Let us look to ourselves and see if there are some things we are doing that are offending God. Let us change and let us love Him more and more. And so here are the words of Fulton Sheen. It shall be our aim today to indicate our responsibility to the social order. Too long has the world lived on the assumption that religion is a private affair. Now it has learned that by regarding it as such, irreligion has preempted the entire social field. It will no longer do for individuals to preach about the necessity of personal piety alone, for our lives are inextricably entangled with all the problems of civilization. There is not one kind of spirituality for man and another for society. There is only one for both, for the power that builds the soul is the power that builds the world. The kingdom of God, it is true, is not of this world, but as long as time endures, it is for this world. We, therefore, have not only a vocation to sanctify and save our souls, but also to expand and diffuse that sanctification to save society. The very prayers we say suggest that we are related to a great social pattern, as the cells of a body are related one to another. We say, Our Father, not My Father. We ask, Forgive us our trespasses, not Forgive me my trespasses. Religion, then, is not an individual affair. Religion is social. We do not save ourselves alone, but only in conjunction with others. And so, let us all do our part to help this society, which is so in disorder at the moment. And the less we strive to follow Jesus with our whole heart, with our whole mind, with our whole soul, with all our strength, the less we strive after that, the less effect we will have on changing the world for the better. Strive after goodness in truth, and pray that you will not be led into temptation, and that you will not be deceived by false messages that you hear, but pray to the Holy Spirit to be led to truth, and pray each day that God will spare us, that He will help us, and that He will lead our whole country back to His ways. God bless you, and I'll visit you again next week.